AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. From the campus to the red carpet, there are protesters outside New York City's popular Met Gala, where the A-listers have been showing off their fashions. CBS's Matt Piper.
Pro-Palestinian protesters flooded the streets around the Met Gala. Many swiftly arrested by police in riot gear. They were seen pushing barricades down and getting close to the museum, some cutting through Central Park to avoid street closures. The protests began at nearby Hunter College, calling for a day of rage to march uptown toward the Met Museum. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
There are developments in the very thing that have sparked the protests, Israel's war on Hamas. Hamas has accepted a ceasefire proposal brokered by Egypt and Qatar. However, Israel says it's not acceptable, and it appears to be advancing its offensive into Rafah. CBS's MTS Tayyab.
This is a plan that Hamas has said it has agreed to. We understand it's similar to previous agreements that Israel has hinted that they may support, but we're hearing tonight that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his war cabinet saying it's far from necessary than what they want to see right now.
A new study from Tulane University School of Public Health finds higher homicide rates of pregnant people in states that have enacted laws that restrict abortion access. Study co-author Maeve Wallace says homicide is among the leading causes of death for pregnant people.
For every additional abortion restriction that we looked at that was in effect in the state, there was about a subsequent 3% increase on average in the intimate partner homicide rate.
The report is published in the journal Health Affairs. The launch of Boeing Starliner spacecraft has been scrubbed. The problem was a vibrating oxygen relief valve. Tony Bruno with United Launch Alliance.
Once we had the crew off, we cycled the valve and it stopped buzzing. If this were a satellite, that is our standard procedure, and the satellite would already be in orbit.
As parts of Texas recover from flooding over the weekend, severe weather threat moves to the southern plains. Weather Channel meteorologist Paul Goodlow.
EF3 or stronger tornadoes possibly on the ground for a long time. People need to have a plan. That threat pushes eastward on your Tuesday. More of the Ohio Valley, Midwest in that threat. And then another piece of energy out of the west comes through on Wednesday, bringing another risk of severe weather.
After fining him $9,000 last week, the judge presiding over former President Donald Trump's Manhattan criminal trial has fined him another $1,000 for violating the gag order. And he warns of jail time if there are future gag order violations. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The election leader in Wisconsin's largest city is out 6 months before the presidential election. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he's replacing Election Commission Director Claire Woodall with her deputy, Paulina Gutierrez. Milwaukee has had its share of scrutiny in a swing state like Wisconsin, where 4 of the last 6 presidential elections have been decided by less than a percentage point. A collection of art by inmates of Wisconsin state prisons is on view at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay. Curator Deborah Bremer says people are surprised by the quality of the art, but that she also understands.
It's about hardship, it's about crimes, it's about victims.
Art Against the Odds is on display through Sunday the 19th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers wrap up rookie minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' 11 draft picks and another 40 undrafted players were at the Packers' 2 days of practice over the weekend. The team signing 3 tryout players and a receiver, Dimitri Stanley, the son of Walter Stanley, a receiver for the Packers in the 1980s. Head coach Matt LaFleur asked about that sling on his left arm the past couple of weeks.
What happened?
Got a little fight with the bench press. So
I lost.
Baseball, the Brewers in Kansas City tonight against the Royals. After losing 5-0 to the Cubs, it's the first series loss for the crew on the road so far this season.
It's little things that makes a difference between good and great. So that's what a young team's going to learn, and we're going to have to go through this and learn it and keep our energy and keep our focus the right way. And it's a great challenge. You know, you lose a series to the Cubs on the road, especially in this environment. It's no fun, but you learn from it.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky here the overnight and breezy southeast winds. By sunrise, upper 40s to around that 50-degree mark. Showers and storms set to move in Tuesday, especially in the afternoon. Breezy, highs reaching the middle 60s. Right now, it's 58.
Crude and Dom.
Donald Trump is interviewing the celebrity apprentices that want to be his vice president, and he's back in court in New York. Tune in, Devil's Advocates. All the coverage you need.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Happy Monday. It's a brand new week. And Donald Trump, once again, found in contempt of court. It's a 10th time now. He's got to pay another $1,000 fine. I mean, it's really tough for poor Donald. This time, though, the judge says, next time you're going to jail. Or at least there's a good chance of it. I mean, he literally threatened Trump. And instead of, you know, using this kind of language like, you know, we may have to consider an incarceratory response, he said, going to jail. So we'll see what happens. The former comptroller for the Trump administration, for the Trump organization, is testifying right now as to how these various, there's this $420,000 reimbursement to Michael Cohen for the $130,000 he gave Stormy Daniels, and they're parsing it out. You know, how much of it was to pay his taxes, how much of it was supposed to go to Stormy. Where it all went and why and how it went through Trump's hands. So, you know, they're building their case step by step, as you would expect, right? So there's that. I'll just give you a little news summary here at the beginning. Also, my piece today, Dictators, even those who start out as dictators for a day, play for keeps. We also have in the first hour, crazy alert. Kristi Noem now wants to kill Joe Biden's dog, seriously. She went on television over the weekend to advocate to drag Commander down to the gravel pit. We'll get to that. In the second hour of the program, is there a right-wing backlash going on? The signs of it in both the United Kingdom and Hungary. I'll tell you about those. Also, Texas men are suing their girlfriends and their friends when their girlfriends get an abortion. And this is getting wild. I mean, this is just, and in fact, when I share with you the text messages between this one man and his girlfriend that he was, you know, threatening to sue, it'll blow your mind. Also, in the second hour of our program, Florida workers are bracing for a hot summer with no protections after a bill has been passed prohibiting shade and water protection. Really? I mean, this is just crazy. I'm going to sneeze. Pardon me. In the third hour of our program, Yasmin Tabe is going to be with us about this new bill before Congress that would deny nonprofit status to any organization that is pro-Palestinian. Really? We'll talk about that. And a climate alert. 40 million people are at risk of storms today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. So if you're particularly in the Midwest or the South, be aware, be careful, be ready. A lot of dangerous stuff going on. In the news, now this has only been reported by Axios. And I haven't seen it anywhere else. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But I think it's probably legitimate. I doubt that Axios would publish this if they couldn't back it up. The Biden, I'll just read from their article here. The Biden administration last week put a hold on a shipment of U.S.-made ammunition to Israel, two Israeli officials tell Axios. The incident raised serious concerns inside the Israeli government and sent officials scrambling to understand why the shipment was held, Israeli officials said. The White House has declined to comment. The assault on Rafah has begun, by the way. The Israeli warplanes just dropped pamphlets over over Rafah telling people, get the hell out, because we're going to bomb the crap out of this place, or words to that effect. Excuse me. Israeli Prime Minister, back to Axios, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released several statements in recent days saying he intended to order an invasion of Rafah regardless of whether Israel and Hamas reach a deal for the release of hostages being held in Gaza and a ceasefire. You know, he's got to have a war, Netanyahu. Otherwise, you know, elections come and he ends up in prison. If we do not defend ourselves, he gave a speech at Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum. I've been there twice, actually, in Jerusalem. There's another one in Washington, D.C., but the one in Jerusalem is just, in both times, I walked out of there just sobbing. Just the horrors that the Nazis inflicted on the Jewish people is just unfathomable. And so anyhow, Netanyahu gave a speech basically telling the United States, we don't care if you're going to cut us off. He said, the lesson of the Holocaust is if we do not defend ourselves, nobody will defend us. And if we need to stand alone, we will stand alone. Blinken met with Netanyahu on Thursday, I believe it was, maybe Friday, and told Netanyahu during their meeting, quote, that a major military operation in Rafah, end quote, would lead to the U.S. publicly opposing it and would negatively impact U.S.-Israel relations. But it looks like Netanyahu, I mean, you know, he's fighting for his own political survival. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said at a Financial Times conference in Washington on Saturday that the Biden administration made clear to Israel that the way it will conduct an operation in Rafah will influence U.S. policy toward Israel going forward. So this could be a turning point in U.S.-Israeli relations, a major turning point. Meanwhile, the chief of the U.N. Food Program, the executive director of the United Nations World Food Program, Cindy McCain, John McCain's widow, Republican Cindy McCain, said Friday that this is from Brett Wilkins reporting over at CommonDreams.org, said Friday that Palestinians in the northern Gaza Strip are experiencing full-blown famine after nearly 7 months of Israeli bombardment and invasion, and that deadly malnutrition is moving its way south through the embattled enclave. Cindy McCain said, it's a horror. There is famine, full-blown famine in the north, and it's moving its way south. Her remarks came as hundreds of thousands of Gazans are now on the brink of starvation. This is the deadliest side effect of war. Yeah, I saw this in Uganda in 1980. I saw this in Sudan on the Darfur border in, I think it was 2006. It's just, well, I'll leave it at that. Dozens of Palestinians, a vast majority of them children and infants, have already died of starvation, malnutrition, or dehydration in northern Gaza. According to Palestinian and international officials, now this is, again, tracking back to the United Nations World Food Program, you know, we've been citing this number of 23,000, I believe, is the number of civilians who have died in Gaza. Well, they have a new number. It's 123,000 Palestinians, including an estimated 11,000 people who are believed to be both dead and buried beneath tons of rubble in the hundreds of thousands of destroyed houses. More than 60% of all homes in Gaza now have been destroyed by the Israeli bombing. This is the worst famine and the worst destruction of a city or of of an area that we've seen in 70 years since World War II. We've seen nothing like this. or close to it. I would argue that probably the Russian destruction of Grozny is right up there, and possibly the Russian attacks on Aleppo are in line with this. Cindy McCain said, what we are asking for and what we continually ask for is a ceasefire and the ability to have unfettered access to get in safe through the various ports and gate crossings. Israel, however, has closed one of the major pathways through which aid was traveling because, again, you know, this is Hamas plays a very large role in this because Hamas sent three rockets in there and killed a couple of Israeli soldiers on, I believe it was Friday, might have been Saturday. So it's getting worse.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
On the other side of this, dictators, even those who start out as dictator for a day, play for keeps. I'll be right back with you. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. You can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
On good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got
to
be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be. The middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny to listen to a polka because you
you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. 21 minutes past the hour. My op-ed today published over at HartmanReport.com and also published over at TheNewRepublic.com. Is titled Dictators, Even Those Who Start Out as a Dictator for a Day Play for Keeps. And this is about what has happened over the past weekend, really. The RNC held an annual fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago this weekend, and it was attended by a number of Republican senators and members of Congress, along with a handful, you know, half a dozen or so vice presidential wannabes. Tim Scott, one of them, and he weirdly went on one of the Sunday political shows. It wasn't Face the Nation, but it was one of the big network shows. And six times in a row refused to say if he would accept the results of the 2024 election if Trump loses, which is really a bad sign. I mean, this guy is a United States senator. You expect senators to be, you know, thoughtful, serious, you know, concerned about the fate and future of democracy and the United States, just openly sucking up to a guy who is using dictatorial language. Anyhow, Trump had the, you know, he went on this obscenity-laden tirade, two of the, calling Jack Smith an effing ass blank, deranged and an evil thug. He said that Joe Biden is running a Gestapo administration. The Gestapo, you'll recall, were the secret police who were beholden to Hitler, who ran the death camps and the concentration camps. The Gestapo were directly responsible for the deaths of millions of people, particularly 6 million Jews. And here you've got a former president of the United States, a candidate for president of the United States, claiming that the Biden administration, because he is being hauled into court for, because Trump is being hauled into court for crimes that he has clearly committed, at least in my mind. I realize everybody's innocent until proven guilty, but come on, guys, we saw all this right out in the open. Particularly, you know, his stealing documents and taking them down to Mar-a-Lago. Eileen Cannon still refuses to set a trial date. That's obviously not going to happen until after the election. His case in New York, in Judge Tanya Chutkan's courtroom, another criminal case, will not be held until after the first of the year because of the way that the Supreme Court, that at least four Republicans on the Supreme Court have delayed all these hearings. It's just crazy. So then, and an astonishing bit of projection, Trump called Biden a Manchurian candidate. Right. Biden is running for president on behalf of who? I mean, we know Trump is running for affiliation with Putin and Mohammed bin Salman and President Xi and Kim Jong-un. I mean, you know, these are the people that he loves. These are the people he sucks up to. These are the people he admires. These are the people in his rallies that he speaks well of. And it's astonishing that Americans go to these rallies and applaud him when he does. But he does, you know, over and over and over again. In fact, one of the donors at this RNC retreat, and this is truly bizarre, he said, if any of you guys here, there's about 400 people there, and, you know, most of them multi-millionaires, I believe it was $40,000 a plate. And he said, if any of you want to get up here on stage and say something, you can just donate $1 million and we'll put you on stage. And two guys did. And one of them got up, and his message was relatively short and sweet. He said, Donald J. Trump is the person God has chosen. Which raises the question, which God? On the other coast, over on the West Coast this last weekend, a secret group of billionaires got together in Hollywood at the 11,000-square-foot mansion of David Sacks in the Hollywood Hills to support Trump's hatred for Joe Biden and the Democrats. The crowd included, according to Puck News, immigrants Elon Musk, who came from South Africa, David Sacks, who came from South Africa, Peter Thiel, who came from Germany, and Rupert Murdoch, who came from Australia. Puck News reporter Theodore Schleifer described them as, quote, members of a burgeoning anti-Biden brain trust unified by a shared sense of grievance. And Elon Musk, in particular, is apparently and ironically particularly upset about poor black and brown people trying to achieve the American dream. Quote, this is from Puck News, quote, both in public and in private, Musk has expressed feeling deeply unnerved by America's migrant crisis, a fear that has driven his rush into Republican politics. And the issue is a key topic of discussion at the dinner, end quote. So here you've got these billionaire migrants sitting around saying, isn't it terrible that America allows migrants in? Or immigrants, I guess you could call them. It's incredible. As I mentioned in my Saturday report, the combined massive tax cuts by Reagan, Bush, and Trump not only racked up a $34 trillion debt for America, but also made our country's oligarchs richer than any pharaoh, king, or emperor in world history. And every time President Biden flirts with raising their taxes, the top 1%, by the way, now officially pay a lower income tax rate than working class people, they get all twitchy and they begin throwing money at Republicans. But the bottom line, and Fritz Thyssen, you know, learned this in Germany and wrote a book about it called I Paid Hitler. The bottom line is Trump is not going to give these billionaires what they want over the long term. I mean, they, unless they just totally go in on a Nazi agenda. Hitler turned on Thyssen. I don't know why these guys think Trump won't turn on them.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I have a crazy alert, the latest from Kristi Noem, and then I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died, or did it. Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. A large tornado hit the northeast Oklahoma towns of Barnesdale and Bartlesville this evening, and KOTV Tulsa meteorologist Stacia Knight is warning residents of Dewey, Oklahoma, near the Kansas border, tornadoes are on track to hit there.
This storm now in Bartlesville. Take your tornado precautions. If you haven't done so already, we hope you're there. We hope you're there now. Very quickly get there.
Boeing has called off its first astronaut launch, as we hear from CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
The crew was in the process of strapping in for launch when engineers reported a problem with a valve, an oxygen relief valve, in the Centaur upper stage of the Atlas V rocket.
There's no immediate word of a new launch date or time. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab tells us Hamas has accepted a ceasefire proposal, which the Israeli cabinet rejects.
There's a lot of hope, but we're not at a deal yet.
Israel appears to be advancing its offensive into Rafah. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is again calling Republican lawmakers into a special meeting to release $140 million to fight PFAS pollution and respond to hospital closures in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The Joint Finance Committee is already scheduled to meet Tuesday, but neither item is on the agenda. The money for PFAS cleanup has been held up for close to a year. Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman says he won't rule out police removing tents again from campus like they did in Madison last week. Rothman says it's illegal because it's unsanitary and unsafe.
As your mother told you, nothing good happens after midnight, right? So I think we really are concerned about the safety issue, and the encampments ultimately will be gone.
Rothman on WISN-TV's Upfront. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. In weekend box office news, it looks like moviegoers are smarter than critics, at least when it comes to The Fall Guy. The film was supposed to be the first big summer blockbuster, but the numbers at the gates suggest differently. The film opened with almost $29 million over the weekend. It was number one at the box office, but opened with a 50% lower take than Guardians of the Galaxy 3 in 2023. There might be hope on the horizon with the releases of the new Mad Max film and Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes in the next few weeks. Brooke Shields is a team player when it comes to bearing all on screen. It was recently reported in the New York Post that the actress agreed to strip down almost to her altogether to make her co-star Benjamin Bratt feel less vulnerable. Shields told hosts on The View that she thought it was unfair Bratt was basically naked except for what's called a modesty sock, which was used to cover Ben Jr. No word yet on whether it took a tube sock, dress sock, or footie to cover Bratt's modesty. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwalbe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky here the overnight and breezy southeast winds by sunrise, upper 40s to around that 50-degree mark. Showers and storms set to move in Tuesday, especially in the afternoon. Breezy, highs reaching the middle 60s. It's 57 at our studios.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Keldo Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
And it's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
On my next show, I'll be interviewing 14th Assembly District candidate Brady Coulthard. I'm also going to break down Trump's interview with Time Magazine. Gotta fact check the heck out of that one.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
But I mean, you know, where do you shoot a dog that isn't bad? What, she shot him in the gut? She shot him in the heart? She shot him in the... I mean, just when you start thinking about it, it just gets worse and worse. And then she shot her goat. And then she mentions parenthetically, she put down a couple of horses too. Did she shoot them? I don't know. You know, did she have a vet come in and euthanize them? Nah, she probably shot them. It seems like she has, you know, she enjoys this, you know, which perfectly qualifies her to be the Republican governor of South Dakota. But in any case, and she's also, by the way, she's also saying now, she's, that she had met with Kim Jong-un and stood up to him, which never happened. And now there's another part of her book that they just discovered this weekend. Apparently the book is just, you know, advanced copies are starting to show up in you know, newsrooms and things. Like, you know, typically we get advanced copies of a book a week before they go out. We get them here, you know, to so that we can book them as guests and things like that. And apparently she says that French President Macron wanted to meet with her, and she turned him down because he's just too liberal. France is saying that never happened. So anyhow, she's saying, you know, that stuff in the book that's wrong, those lies that are in the book, that's because of my ghostwriter. Well, number one, she never credits a ghostwriter. I mean, at least Donald Trump puts the name of his ghostwriter on the cover of Art of the Deal. It says, you know, Donald Trump with Tony Schwartz. But Kristi Noem says, you know, I wrote this book. But number two, and even more damning, she read the audiobook. I mean, when you read your own audiobook, you've got to sit in a booth for hours. You've got to read every single word in the book. It's like the ultimate final proofreading opportunity. And so she you can listen to the audiobook online. Well, you can't until Tuesday, until tomorrow. But, you know, she read the part about meeting with Kim Jong-un, and she read the part about turning down Macron and seemed just fine with it. Didn't say a word to shatter publisher. So anyway, this weekend she's doubling down. She went on Face the Nation, CBS's, you know, weekend political news show. And she says, she was talking to Margaret Brennan. And she says, Joe Biden's dog has attacked 24 Secret Service people. So how many people is enough people to be attacked and dangerously hurt before you make a decision on a dog? Well, let's ask Joe Biden. You know, your dog commander has bit 20 Secret Service people 24 times. I doubt he's bit 24 people. He's probably, well, who knows, 24 biting episodes. So what did he do? Well, Joe Biden has taken the dog home. You know, get him out of the White House where the Secret Service is around. He apparently took him to Delaware. He's in a, quote, undisclosed location. But that's, you know, almost certainly Delaware. And amazing. And all in a tweet, she says, a dog who bites is, or apparently this is in the book, actually. She writes, a dog who bites is dangerous and unpredictable, parenthesis, are you listening, Joe Biden, question mark, close parentheses, especially if you're running a business where people interact with your dogs. Yeah. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Look, fortunately, a caller called in last week, and he set me up for something I've wanted to run by you for a long time. He set me up to do it quickly, okay? He said that Occupy movement, none of them were leaders. They were, how do you phrase it? They were people.
Well, yes and no. The first couple weeks of the Occupy movement, there were actually several leaders and a couple of spokespeople, and they got really good publicity, and that's why the Occupy movement was so successful initially. And then it got taken over by this, you know, Maoist cult out of New York, and they would not allow any leaders, you know, other than, of course, their own people. But go ahead, Dave.
The Maoist cult, as you say, is a leaderless resistance movement. Not, that's kind
except
of like
that it does have a leader.
Mine.
It's got a grand poobah. His name is Evakian.
When leaderless resistance movements, which usually occur during an occupation, they have a focal point or a locus, an ideological locus that kind of moves around. But overall, they're working together to resist the occupation, right? Mm. Now, I submit to you that the most extreme reactionary fascist movements are leaderless resistance movements that become leadered. Case in point was when I was at the Pentagon, they kept saying, I mean, even your officers I would consider liberal, Tom, they would say Iran was so much better under the Shah. We need to go back to the Shah. And I'm like, what am I hearing, right? Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. The leaderless resistance movement in Iran became leadered by what we call today the Islamic Republic of Iran, okay? And it is a fascist movement. Thing is, that has manifested and has taken hold. The thing is, it's happening here in the States. All right, Trump is going to be the leader of a leaderless resistance movement that's been going on for years. Their main focal point is racism. Look, no matter what, these dictators have to achieve something. This weekend, a guy was saying Trump will have a coterie. No, I say, okay, coterie is fine. We could debate that, but it is going to be a cadre. The difference is a cadre has to be, they have to win over guys like Tom Hartman, okay? They have to win people over to their idea of fascism and how it benefits the whole. And what we're going to see is, like, for instance, we're going to see a wall under Trump. There's no doubt he has to keep the cadre invested. But what might be negotiable, and what's his name already brought it up, is shooting people out in the immigrants that are in the open waters. Stephen Miller and Trump himself have brought it up now. If they're in the open waters, you know, Trump and Stephen Miller believe they can be shot.
Yeah, just a week ago, Trump said that they should put alligators in the Rio Grande.
Well, you understand, all right, he has to keep they in Iran, here in the Trump movement in America, they have to keep the cadre invested. All right, Israel will eventually switch. If the U.S. policy towards Israel changes, if they go off the historic pattern, they will switch to a patronage from China and Russia. Okay, if this pendulum swings, Tom, Russia is already talking about rubblizing parts of Ukraine with tactical nuclear weapons. Now, they're already saying, look, it's not strategic nukes. Strategic nukes are designed to destroy cities. Come on, Tom, this is ridiculous. We will destroy this earth. The environment will be destroyed. We have to understand the America turning even fascist light. Okay, we have to understand that.
I get it. And I get it. You want to summarize your point?
My point is well, exactly what you said. I mean, you can't be just a dictator for a day.
Right.
You have to do something to keep the cadre invested.
There you go. I agree. Thank you very much, Dave. Yvonne in Sylmar, California. Hey, Yvonne, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi there. I was just calling in. You know, as far as Kristi Noem goes, it's apparent sadism is in fashion. The one thing that's apparent to me, though, is that they are far outnumbered, given our students that are showing up on campuses and protests.
Well, yes and no. You know, the student protesters are less than 1% of the campus populations. They're a very small number of people, relatively speaking.
Yes. But when people show up, I mean, this is sort of like when we are doing our activism with council meetings and planning commissions. Generally, as a rule of thumb, those on the seat know that when one person shows up, there's about 12 people behind them that you don't see. But additionally, I did want to call. What prompted me to call in was the caller who was saying that he'd like to hear broadcast the number of deaths of IDF as well as Palestinians. And I agree, because while we are not held to a fairness doctrine any longer, it is a good standard to hold, and it would exhibit the contrast. Yeah. To get a daily report of the deaths.
Like Walter Cronkite's
really
old body
home.
Counts.
Yes, would hammer it home every single day, the losses, because it's just an outrage what's happening. The humanitarian, many people are outraged, and of course you know this. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Yvonne. Thank you very much. Paul in Zilla, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Well, I've got an answer to those folks wanting to know how many Israelis have died. If we don't count that horrible massacre on October 7th, since then to April 24th, and this is according to Wikipedia, 271 Israelis have died. Mm-hmm. That's fewer than two a day. They do get reported. Those three soldiers were all the Israelis killed over the weekend. Mm-hmm. As of April 24th, Wikipedia says 34,262 Palestinians have died, and 70% of those are women and children. 92 Palestinian journalists have been killed, two Israeli journalists killed. And then in addition, 469 Palestinians on the West Bank have been killed by the IDF.
Wow. Since October 7th?
So the body count would be about, 200 to 1?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
It's horrible. I hope it ends.
Yeah, I completely agree. But it's going to get a lot worse. I mean, famine is going to kill as many people unless something is done really immediately. Famine is going to kill as many people as the bombs have killed so far. I mean, you've got a million people facing famine right now. Paul, thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'd say the place where despair is not an option, but being seriously hopeful and seriously pissed off is just fine. We'll be right back. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about how to get out of credit card debt. It's going to sound so simple, it's silly. Call your credit card company and ask them for a lower interest rate. I mean, they really will do this sometimes. Now, before you call, get your facts together. If you've been doing all the right things, you know, like paying on time every month, tell them that and ask for a lower rate. If you're going through a tough time, like unemployment, tell them your story. In most cases, they'd rather get something from you than nothing. And if they still don't budge, let them know you're thinking about leaving. Mention lower rates you've seen from other credit cards. And finally, if you really don't get anywhere with the first person you talk to, call back and, you know, try talking to somebody else. A 20-minute call could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over
there. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Mayer on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery, soft, cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. And you can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser-grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. So tuck your Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globe-trotting. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, over at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Sean in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Sean, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Oh, I wanted to mention about you were talking on the last few shows about the bird flu that was coming, and you mentioned something about being very careful that it does not get into the pig population. And it reminded me of a film I had seen called The Contagion, and it's a film I would recommend to everyone to see. Because it basically follows the progression of an illness similar to COVID and how they found, and then at the end of the film, they showed the actual source of where the contagion came from. Mm-hmm. And it was a pig that was ate a banana from a monkey.
Yeah, pigs are so biologically similar to us that they're now, I mean, they just, what was it, last month, they transplanted a pig kidney into a guy, into a human. And it apparently worked for some time. I mean, this was a guy who was brain dead, so it was kind of an experiment on him. You know, his body was still there, but his mind was gone. And they're now genetically engineering pigs to not reject, or so that their organs won't be rejected by humans. And there's a whole field of study associated with this. And, you know, they're thinking that hearts, livers, well, particularly livers and kidneys, from pigs might be something that humans could be using in the near future. So But that's the upside. The downside, of course, is that when you get a flu virus inside a pig, and along with a human flu virus, which pigs can contract, then you have this what's called reassembly, where the DNA from the two viruses kind of reassembles into a brand new virus. And that's what happened in Kansas, back at that military base back in 1918. It's very, very dangerous right. stuff. So was the movie a documentary or was it a novel?
No, it was actually a released film. It was not a documentary, but it was a very interesting film that became popular when COVID first happened mm-hmm. because of the similarity between this and the actual film.
Oh, interesting.
And when I read that, the science was actually very accurate.
Yeah. It's called Contagion?
Yes. Yeah. 2011 film.
Huh. And where is it available?
You can get it on DVD or you can get it on the stream, I'm sure. You can find it.
Yeah, just check your streaming source. Interesting. Sean, thank you. Thank you very much. Stephen in Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind today?
Hello, how are you this afternoon?
Thank you.
That's good to hear. I wanted to set the record straight about a few things. I think Trump and company seem to be under... They love to invoke him being some sort of godlike figure, and his side, you know, these evangelical Christians are, you know, foaming at the mouth this notion of a second coming. Well, I have news for them. Second coming, second chance, perhaps, is what it's more about, because it goes into the idea that our country, Harry Truman used to say all the time, that our country was constructed as sort of a heaven on earth. And I think that is true. I had to really think about that the last several years, but ultimately I think that's the ideal. The problem is here that over the years, since our inception in this country, we have always had that missing ingredient. How do we actually turn the dream into a reality? And the problem with this is it stems from organized religion itself. It stems from the idea that I think our founding fathers and mothers of this country, when they were referring to freedom of worship, freedom of, and of course from worship, in this case of, they were referring to spirituality, not organized religion. There's a stark contrast between these two concepts.
And what I'm getting at here...
I think it's a difference, because I think religion is about this notion that everything is divided into little categories. Mm. Well, human beings are three-dimensional. We're gray. We're not black and white. Mm. And I think that's the problem here, is that we don't distinguish between this. This is why we have Trump ascending the way he has been. And it goes back to the whole notion of the idea, if they really want to fight this man, the way you do it, they keep saying he's an entertainer. Well, the way you do it is you point out a blueprint showing how this man represents the delusion of this reality culture, this reality TV culture, warts and all. Mm-hmm. You show how mentally ill this is, and you demonstrate how true creativity is from our higher power. It is not a form of madness as we've been led to believe. The madness comes with this reality culture, this delusion, and that's what we need to start doing to point this out to people. They would understand if we talk about this.
I wonder if the meme to be pushing, Stephen, is that Donald Trump is the Antichrist. I'm agreeing with you. And, you know, they're very into end days stuff and Antichrist stuff. Stephen, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even at access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alba joins us at 11:06. Dr. Kieran Tamirius, a political psychiatrist, on how to talk to people we don't agree with. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.